Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Fucking back again, baby.
Wow.
The big three.
This is great. The weird thing is that we're friends, but like I'm friends with Jackie on my own and Alice is friends with Jackie on her own and I'm friends with Alice, but the three of us had never been a thing.
Yeah, it's true. This is like the foundation of a great web series.
It could be.
We were all friends before, but separate.
How did it happen? But from the same, you were going to name it and I just was still thinking about
it. This is it. This is the vibe.
Just like we're friends from the same place. It's not even like, oh, I went to high school with you and went to college with you.
I know.
And that's true.
It's like, no, we should have just all been friends at the same time.
Yeah. The problem is that Alice and I didn't do it that much in that time.
That's true. Well, I feel like now is the time I should just say I intentionally kept you guys apart.
There it is.
I knew there was a reason, and I knew there was like an invisible hand of destiny. Mm-hmm. And
I need Skylar to enable screen sharing so that I can make sound effects for these things.
Sorry,
Skylar. I don't need your apologies. I just need you to get it right.
Yeah.
Already very happy with Skylar's ability to take our bullshit.
He's doing it very well.
He does it really well.
I'm being the streaming police with Jose.
Good.
Yeah, be like, you
I'm like, are
not.
You streaming?
Even YouTube counts. It doesn't
if
have to be
If you're streaming,
a whole show.
I'm screaming, okay?
Thank you. And that's the name of the web series.
And that's my new sticker.
You're streaming, I'm screaming.
Stupid name.
It's really too long and really bad.
God, I know he's not going to listen to this. So can we just talk about the people in our comedy, not our improv troupe, who probably all do listen to this podcast because they're great people. But do you remember how we were in a very short-lived sketch group with you, me, Austin, and was it Scott was the only other person?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. Where did
he come
from?
Where did he go?
What is Scott?
Scott was like an early Instagram influencer before Instagram existed.
Wait, is that true? Or is that just like what his personality was?
No, that's his personality. Both. I don't think he even has Instagram.
No, I don't think so.
Scott, don't even remember his last name.
I do because... He was right below Sal in my like G chat. And I like over the course of a decade have maybe three times accidentally been like, what the fuck is up? And then had to be like, I am so sorry. Like, how are you? I didn't mean to talk to you.
He is an actor who took classes at UCB kind of like a lot of actors did to sort of like round out their comedic sensibility, and was just a really good improviser. And then was very funny and just one of those people that actors sometimes are, who is just fucking gung ho and just like wants to do stuff and has like a really good, you know, like handsome white guy attitude, where it's just like, why wouldn't we just do everything? Yeah. Just made us form this sketch group.
Yeah.
Handsome white guy attitude is the same. Is the same person that smells bad and like it's cool.
Yeah, we talk a lot about how like what's the guy in Twilight?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson probably smells awful.
I think he's like even maybe talked about. Yeah, like smelling bad and being like
I think he's kind of proud of it.
Yeah, I think I think that a lot of people who are like aware of how so their beauty is sort of otherworldly are like, oh, I have to compensate by in some way. Like, I can't just be this.
And everybody and so else like, is like, it's your personality. You don't have to do the smell bad thing.
I would be testing them. It. I would. I mean, frankly, if I was them, I would test everyone quietly like that. I'd be like, let me see how far I can push this awful thing.
Yeah, like,
and then people
gross.
Will probably still be like,
wait,
hi.
Skylar, should I say what you just said?
Wait.
Tell us if not.
What did he say?
What? No.
It's.
Wait, I need to read this chat.
Skylar is have to open beyond good at being one of the girls at gossip because he just Googled the person we're talking about.
Wait, is film Twitter.
I can't stand how good you are, Skylar.
Is film Twitter like people like what's being serious about film?
Is film that, Twitter.
What the fuck is film Twitter? Yeah, that's the
I
other
imagine
question
it's
I
him
have.
Trying to be like super intelligent.
Yes, essentially.
About, okay.
So it's like he's pretending to be like a film.
Why is buff? how is it known that he has an anonymous account?
Ah, that makes sense.
If anybody wants to expose his comedic past, I have videos of him pretending to be a supermodel on our very fun supermodel video that we made, where we just the whole bit was that like people who are models that don't understand like model cues, like they'd be like,
oh yeah,
okay, so Jackie, you'll be the photographer and you'll do it for me. It's okay. Totally a visual bit, but this is for the Patreon.
Yeah okay. Like you're scared you're in a cave.
I'm in a cave. Okay. Did you say I'm in a cave and I'm scared?
You're in a cave and you're scared. You're scared.
All right.
Yeah. You're scared in a cave though. Like, oh, there's a wolf.
Okay. Sorry. Scared in a cave. Like,
yeah. Sorry. This is a shoot for Cave Monthly. You're scared. You're in a cave.
All right. What? I'll do it for you, Jackie.
Can you be
Jackie?
More scared and less.
Jackie. Yeah. Great. You look great. Good job, Jackie. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Your sister just died.
She's mildly inconvenienced.
But can I say, I've only ever really done one photo shoot in my life, and it was probably the worst. I've never sweated so much in my whole life.
Sweat. Like, you had Robert Pattinson energy.
Yes, just like fucking flop sweat dripping off my body. They kept telling me to sit in a chair over and over and over. And I was like, this is how I sit. Like, this is it. So we can either use this or move on. I'm not doing this again.
No, like sit. We have not introduced our guest yet today, and we should do that at some point. Because we're
how
very
about now?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to we're gonna do it.
Doesn't feel right.
Today.
We'll get to
Look,
it. We'll get to it.
When it feels right. Okay. The eponymous, beloved master of ceremonies on Sci-Fi Wire. You know her from that. You know her from her incredible tweet about the wall and Trump. And also, you know her as her most important role, a mother.
Thank you.
No, it's just really crazy that we're finally having
in
you
my,
on
like
the
my
show.
Back.
Please welcome Jackie Jennings to our show. Woo! Thank you today. Our old friend, who we both were friends with 100 years ago, well, 15, 10 years ago, at the same time, Veronica and I, at the same time when Veronica and I were not friends.
Yeah, when I was actively keeping you apart.
You were really gatekeepy.
You
I
were
was
gatekeepy,
really gatekeepy
with us.
Specifically for you guys having a friendship. I tried. So weird.
And I failed.
You succeeded.
And I failed. Well, eventually, when you weren't able to like stay around and keep
yeah,
us together.
I succeeded for a while, and then you guys moved to LA. Yeah, it was fucked up. But here we are.
So Jackie and I also were in an improv team, so you're not that special, Alice. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, great, perfect. That's fine. I am not pissed, and I'm going to move on. So other questions. Jackie, how have you been?
Good. I've been, you know, good.
10 years, though, remember?
So 10 years, I would say at times really good, at times really bad in those 10 years.
Sure.
And then everything sort of in between.
The last I heard, you and Sal were living in a studio apartment
mm-hmm.
with a yeah. curtain that could keep people from who were working from people who were sleeping.
From killing each other.
That was true. Yeah. That was true. Like, and then we moved to Astoria and then we moved to.
That's the apartment I saw.
Yeah. Park Slope and then Park Slope again. And now I'm in my parents' basement because I had a baby and we just couldn't both work and do it. So we thought it would be a good idea to move in with my parents. And that was true for 10 minutes.
Congratulations on the successful birth of a human.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he's upstairs right now having dinner and we're moving back to Park Slope.
You are? When?
Like, he was there today at the apartment moving stuff in. So that's pretty much the past 10 years. how are you guys?
Oh, good.
10 years in moves. That's how I kind of like count years.
Yeah, just moves. That's
based on the Brooklyn apartment I was in, or Queens.
I moved to California from the apartment you knew me in.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Silver Lake. And then I moved from Silver Lake when I got divorced after mm-hmm. the bachelorette party that you went to.
I did.
In Vegas, I got divorced from that bachelorette party. It's because of the bachelorette party. And then I moved to Los Feliz, and now I moved into a home that I own.
Congrats.
Thank you very
much.
That's
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I won't tell anybody where it is because our fans. Okay, oh. That was the cat. Our fans are rabid, and they will find me.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I would not say at all where you live.
Have you been to LA recently, Jackie?
I think the last time, and here I'll do a fun little flex, even though it wasn't for me. I was for the Emmys. fucking Grammys.
What if Sal got nominated for a Grammy?
Because Sal was nominated, yes. Yes. So that was September. I just remember I was pregnant because I remember flying back and being like, I hate this because it's really uncomfortable.
Flying pregnant?
Yeah, it was awful. And I was just scared the whole time. I honestly was like, can a baby explode? Because it feels like the pressure. I'm like, can this happen? I Googled so many times, like, can the baby just explode in my stomach? But doesn't that seem like the pressure could just sort of like, pop it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would feel the same way. It's not an illogical Google search, frankly.
It just feels right. Like pressure. You're like, okay, there's cabin pressure. So it's squeezing.
Yeah,
and the biggest
I want to see what happens
out.
When I Google can a baby, because you know how it will fill it in. So can
let's
is
each
it the same
see
for
it.
Everyone. Yeah.
Baby get COVID-19.
That's what I got.
Is my first
can a baby
one.
Get COVID?
What's the next one?
They can't.
Can a baby survive at 20 weeks?
That's
survive
mine
at 24
too.
Weeks.
Aren't we supposed to have different
can
ones?
A baby.
This sucks.
Skylar has sleep too much, and I have that as well.
Yeah. Can
minus survive at and then a bunch of weeks
and then one of them is
sleep
can
too much.
Do you guys have can a baby be born without a brain?
Oh my god, wait,
can a baby be born without a brain?
No.
Can a baby be born with teeth? Can a baby be allergic to breast milk?
Yep, that's what I have. Can a baby
be born with herpes? Who is Googling that?
Wait, and the answer to all of those is yeah, babies can be born with teeth, because that was my other fear. I was like, and they can. And
okay.
don't look
I put
at images.
Can a baby just? This is really fucking dark.
Can a baby can be a useful? Baby?
And I wrote, just. And it goes, can a baby just?
Can a baby just?
Okay.
Disappear
in the
womb. Fall out
can
of the womb.
Can a baby just fall out of the womb? Oh, can a baby just stop breathing? That's fucked up. Can a baby just have a small head?
Can a baby stop growing in the womb?
Oh, God.
These what is a can a baby just sleep in
I
a peck and
play?
I feel
sad about can a baby just wear a onesie because of our economy, but I also feel like it's like I also look at it as a style question.
What if can a baby please?
Oh yeah,
can no, a baby it's just, please. It just says don't go.
Can a play? Can a oh baby?
That's like
baby,
a song lyric.
Can a baby?
Can a baby stay? Let's see what stay.
Oh, okay. Can a baby poop too much? Is one.
Ew, can a baby stay in a womb for 2 years? Oh no, can a okay, baby stay a baby this. Forever?
Oh. Can a baby
Jackie
stay
is
baby
a new
forever?
Mom, and we actually have to be sensitive to that. This is not really, going to be fun for her.
She's here. It's like the hormones are gone.
Okay, this good. Is. It, this
They're
is crazy.
They shouldn't be gone.
They're all gone. I no. don't have any. None.
Jackie.
None.
None.
I did once Google because someone told me there's like a I hate saying old wives' tale because I'm like, oh, you mean what medicine what I, was and what now I we make fun of?
Yeah.
But it's that a boy baby that being pregnant with a girl steals your beauty. And so I Googled something like pregnant boy's beauty or something like that, like what I thought were the keywords, and it was the worst porn. It was like the worst porn. I wish I could remember what I used. Like baby pregnant boy steal. Like something that's like, why did you put the words in that order? Anyway, it's not true.
Baby it pregnant isn't. Boy beauty sounds like a Japanese beauty product.
Yeah, baby pregnant boy beauty. Like, I don't know.
It sounds like a face cream.
It might be baby pregnant.
It's like a glossier product. Have you tried new Brit? Have you tried the lashes called baby pregnant boy beauty?
You will look like you are.
I've been in beauty influencer internet for a long time because of this thing that happened to my face. I actually put soap on my eyebrows today.
What? Wow. Oh, wow.
It is to make them stick straight up, says the Swedish beauty influencer.
Is that true? I kind of want to try it.
Yeah, you have to try it. Otherwise,
yeah. What am I doing?
I don't
doing?
Know what's going to happen. Your kid won't love you. It's really important, actually. Can a baby love me without the right brows? Jackie, it's so good to have you here. I'm it's sorry so it's been be so here. Long since we have had this podcast and not had you on because it's obvious that you are a guest that needs to be had.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
But also, I'm on a sci-fi show now, so we're sisters.
I know. We're maybe coworkers. I don't completely understand how it works.
If there were Christmas parties, we would both be at them and if we lived on the same coast.
I don't get invited to the sci-fi Christmas parties. I'll say that because I am a contractor. So I don't get it. I got invited once, but.
You can be my plus one.
Oh, great. Okay.
I go to that. See all the people you work with.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey.
Hey.
You didn't invite me.
It's okay.
Oh, that's. Yeah, it's fine. I don't care. I wouldn't go anyway.
It's okay for me.
Veronica, I like your snood.
I had to. I don't have my. What do you put in your wrist
is
mostly that
Isn't
you use
LA
in your
warm?
Hair later?
No,
What's
it's
happening?
Quite cold.
Oh.
Now, right now, it's a little cold, to be honest.
Oh, Veronica's frozen.
Or she's just not saying anything.
A hair tie.
She's so still.
She's incredibly still.
I'm
she's
so frozen.
So still. You're back.
Alice,
you're back.
You look like a stripper. You look like this is part of your show. Because you're.
Could you imagine that starts the stripper that starts with too many clothes on?
The stripper that starts.
Like people
she's
are
so
like,
mis-
it's going to take a while.
You look like. Also, you could be like a princess hiding in the forest, you know?
They're just like taking off a mitten at a time.
Yeah.
Speaking of mittens, I don't know how you guys feel about Bernie Sanders. Divisive. But. I want to point out in all this, in the Bernie of it all, that nobody has really said this, and I would be excoriated on Twitter for saying this, so I'm not going to. But like, bitch, if a woman politician went to the inaugural ball or whatever, just looking like a grumpy bitch,
yeah,
she wouldn't be like hashtag Stan a legend. You know what I mean? Like, so annoyed by that.
But Bernie's Bernie.
So many times.
Bernie's good at being just this cranky old bitch. Like, he's just, this is what he's built.
Yeah, but like, I want to live in a world where women can be a cranky old bitch.
Yeah, but
instead we have Hillary and she's got to be like, Bill?
Ugh.
Where's Bill? Alive,
Bill?
Why is Hillary what we get? I don't like it.
It's not, because it's not.
So boring.
It's not Hillary, it's us. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even Hillary's like, why do I have to be like this?
Yeah, but Hillary doesn't want to be like this. She has Coke bottle glasses in her drawer.
Yeah. Hillary, absolutely. She wants to be wearing a dress made out of the Bernie mitten gloves. But she's like,
she wants to be dressing exactly like Whoopi Goldberg. Slouch socks and Birkenstocks all day long.
Yeah. And maybe Whoopi's the only one who's brave enough.
Frankly,
or the only one we've allowed.
I think Whoopi is the one we've allowed.
Yeah.
Whoopi sends Hillary a gift card every year that she's like, sorry, I made it through and not you, the Stargate of Birkenstock.
Sorry,
Hollywood.
I'm the one. I was the chosen one.
I don't know. It does suck. I had that thought so many times. Like,
okay, great.
Yeah. If like Amy Klobuchar showed up to do her speech, just looking like, yeah, I had this. Like, I pulled it out of the closet. I don't know if it's clean.
And also just very annoyed with the entire affair.
Hated
nobody
it.
Else get, no, women don't get to do that, you know?
I have a question. Like, I frankly think if I was Bernie, I would have been the same. I mean, it's just funny. I would have been just a cranky mitten bitch.
Yeah, because if you're an old white dude who everybody thinks is their magic grandpa, you can do whatever you want. And everybody's like, yay. But I'm just saying, like, there are different standards for different people.
Also, it's funny that we're all doing this and he literally was just sitting like this.
Yeah.
He was sitting like this. This is all he was doing.
Like,
he was just being there.
But it's deliberate. It's branding.
It is absolutely branding. And
it's
I do think maybe what Whoopi has done correctly is she's never been like, I think once you prove that you know how to like dress in a way that people think is appropriate, then you're like bound to that. But I think Whoopi has never once been anything other than Whoopi. Although now I'm just being like, well,
that's a cautionary tale for us up and comers, Vero.
Just don't ever.
I have a problem with everyone's masks.
In the they're
all famous enough that they could have a mask printed with the bottom half of their faces at this point. I just don't see why.
At this point.
Like,
We've arrived at that point.
Why do we have to see this?
LED technology where they can weave LED into fabrics and they could actually have an LED animation of their face.
Like that Claire Danes Cinderella dress.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch
Google
it?
That? But I'm looking now.
Can a baby wear Claire Danes?
Can a baby wear LED? Also, why was Kamala Harris and her husband not covered by the shields in the photos and
Kamala,
the president, was?
It's been so long since I got to correct somebody on pronunciation of Kamala's name that. Thank you for letting me do that.
Harris.
Ooh, I had some hot tea on one of the people you most hate, Alice.
This is my day. It didn't start out that way, but it sure is ending that way.
I'm going to text you it.
I'm going to text it to you. Text it to both me and Jackie.
I don't know if I even
Jackie, do you have the same phone number? Hurry.
Probably.
I'm excited about this.
Do you not know where your phone is? It doesn't matter.
Not a clue.
You can still get the text.
It'll be like a treat after I.
Yes, Skylar, just chat it so that Skylar can get it.
Oh. Let me.
Skylar was just like, I quit forever if you don't tell me right now.
But it could go in the chat. Got it. Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So speaking while Veronica does this, I'm going to breach the subject that we all know is at hand, which is Star Trek. Mm. Speaking of, can a baby watch a Star Trek? Has our guest ever seen Star Trek? And if so, which ones?
That's the question. I've seen all of TNG and a bunch of the original series. That's good gossip.
She's reading the chat. I knew that's who it was about.
Ugh. Yeah, because, I mean.
Of course it is. That train is never late.
That's very fun.
Just paused Jaggy in her fucking.
They were all paused. Right,
so the point is, she's watched TNG, yeah. So we're not coming to it newly. Everybody knows.
Sir. No.
Nobody's going to be like, what's this green guy? You know. No. Which we do get. Which is fine.
So they're in space the whole time?
So this is a planet. Yeah. Okay, great. Which is great. And I picked this episode for you, hoping that you knew it, but maybe thinking you didn't. It is a Worf-centric episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we did episode 11 of season 7.
This is Parallels. The episode where Worf gets major puss.
Well, yeah. he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of times in this series, they do this kind of like mental gymnastics, spatial anomalies, time jumpy thing with the other characters who get to experience things like memory lapse and time jumps, but they haven't tried it with Worf yet. And this is the episode where they do that. And I don't know, B plus. Not too bad.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Everyone already in the show just sort of doesn't listen to Worf, or like just he's always like, let's attack. And everyone's like, we know that's what you have to say, but we're not doing that. So seeing that, we're in a situation where
like he's point backwards when they're like, what should we do? Somebody points backwards at Worf and he says, let's attack. Mm-hmm. And they're like, there it is. All right, we're not doing that.
Let's send a signal and talk to them. But thank you.
And then the weird part is it's always Worf's job to send the signal.
Yeah. He's like, fucking K.
Make him do the thing he'd rather not be doing.
Yeah. I said blow them up. But okay. I'll talk to them.
It's like if you had the grenadier in the army, then go do diplomacy.
I've done everything so that this doesn't freeze. And I don't know. It keeps freezing.
Was that the only piece of tea? That's it?
Yeah.
It's not enough. It's just like, oh, the,
I don't know.
It's a fact.
It's a
Veronica.
She left.
Oh,
okay. Well,
mad.
We lost Veronica.
I'm here.
I completely understand that.
What I lost was my story.
You still got some tea in the cup.
Yeah, you haven't spilled it all yet.
And you got.
I have been typing so long, and then this thing got crazy. I feel like I need to be quiet the rest of the episode.
No, why?
Because every time I talk, it's like it freezes. And then like when I thaw out, then you guys have already moved on.
But you can move on. You can catch up.
I forbade Jose from watching his shows.
Did he stop?
I have to trust that he did.
That's true. There's no way. Is there any way you can see what's happening on your Wi-Fi at any given time? You can be like, you can.
Yeah, there's a Netgear portal.
I disconnected my phone from the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's a Netgear portal to see what is on your Wi-Fi. And he can also check upload speeds. But you want to have a man do it. So
I
will read the synopsis of the episode.
Great.
And we'll just keep keeping on in case, you know. But so far, Veronica, every time you freeze, can you still hear us? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
The episode is called Parallels. The Netflix synopsis is... Oh, it's only giving me until 11. Upon his return from a battleless competition in the Klingon Empire, Worf notices changes among the Enterprise crew. You know what's weird about that is that it was indeed a bat-less competition, but it's like saying humans It's like the human went to the sword competition. Like it seems like it would be more specific than just like a Batleth competition, you know? When the humans went to the walking show.
What kind?
So what's the last part of the gossip you read? You read frantically on the phone?
No, frantically on the phone.
Just one sentence.
Just one sentence. I'm seeing this guy and he was the first AD in a pilot, blah, 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 was acting in.
Yeah, that's it.
Just
that's
the Florida, like, thing.
That's not anything.
Okay, hold on to your panties while we talk about Batleths.
Okay.
So anyway,
holding.
Basically what happens in this eps is Worf goes away to a Batleth competition, which we were describing as being the most generic, fake sounding. It sounds like he's for sure in the CIA and he's like undercover, like, oh, I had to go to a gun performance. Super broad. Oh, this tea is coming in, maybe.
Okay. So what I like about Batleth competition is that it doesn't say that they're going to fight. They might have just been showing off their cute Batleths, you know?
Yeah, they're just displaying them. It could be like...
like the sword handles they did with a Dremel.
Yeah.
Like what Alice and I would do is just bring our roller skates and be like, look at the laces I put on them.
And never skate.
Never skate.
Veronica and I tried. We went to go skating with this group of like very cool skaters. And they said at one point, hey, guys who don't know that it basically was just people Instagramming. And like at one point they were like, if you don't know the dance, go to the back. Me and Veronica were like in the back, just like hunched over.
We slowly rolled our way, our little bumps to the back.
Was it just you guys? Was it clearly them being like, can the two of you?
Yeah. No. They were worse than... So my friend Alicia told me that we need to get wheels for the asphalt so that we can actually do the thing we're trying to do in that floor, in that like surface. So that's what I'm getting now. But I had to close the shop so that I would not, because of my streaming.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm getting asphalt appropriate wheels so that I can be a bad bitch on the street.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I've been getting quite a lot of asphalt-appropriate wheels, too, lately.
Oh,
thank you.
Cool.
My asphalt is huge.
It's I like not my big asphalt-appropriate wheels, and I cannot lie.
I can't believe they told you to go to the back if you don't know the dance.
They were Instagramming. They were Instagramming. Can you imagine? Oh, can you imagine like cute, cool brown and black girls doing their cool thing and Alice and I in the front like blink, plop.
And I basically like slowly roll through the camera, but I can't stop. So I'm just like, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Just and like, she was.
I mean, that.
Also,
viral.
Alice was the one white woman. So I just want to say that just so okay. that you to yeah, put that image in your head.
I was like, hey, y'all. Just like everybody's
can
like,
you go to the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you go to the back. Her video, please.
I love that you were like, y'all, but you're from Minnesota.
I sure am.
Do you know that comic, Josh Green, then?
Yeah. No, I just said yeah, but I don't. Wow, what an idiot.
Okay.
I might.
Are you asking because of the gossip or because?
I just saw his special yesterday and he said he's from Minnesota.
I don't know Josh Green. That's
he has cerebral palsy.
Is he, what does he look like? Is he tall, skinny, dark? Small, pale, dark.
First thing I'll say is he has cerebral palsy, so you'll know.
I don't know why that wouldn't spark it. Yeah, what?
I mean, that's it's just like an obvious.
I mean, there's just I might know of him, but not know that he's from Minnesota. So
he has a long beard and like crazy hair. So on top of the cerebral palsy, he's like I also look like I have crazy eyes and look crazy.
Actually,
and that is his choice.
I'm looking him up.
I don't know.
Media. It's so interesting. Okay.
Generic name.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I'm finding I've got to be more specific.
Good thing about him is that he does have something very special about him. Okay, or maybe he's Josh Blue. Maybe that was the last name.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because only pictures of Seth Green and then a basketball player named
that's Josh what it is. It's Josh Blue. I would do this in Spanish, by the way.
Yeah. Josh Verde or Josh Azul.
I call people like her, that's him, and him, her. I was already ahead of the time.
You were ahead in misgendering.
The wrong way. In misgendering. Yeah. I was ahead in like labeling people whatever gender I want.
Can we talk about how annoying pronouns are? I'm just kidding. I like to scare our guests sometimes. Being like, ooh.
They're grammatically hard. It's just like, it's like now we have to create, I don't know. I just find it.
Oh, you
like,
are really freaked.
Well, it's just like, remember I come from Spanish, so it's a little hard. Because everything has a gender.
Like built in.
I will say, I wish we lived in Sweden, because Sweden, the way they dealt with this problem is they were just like, let's make up a gender neutral word.
Yes.
It's not plural. It's a word.
Yes. That would be like so perfect.
G or whatever.
How is that not it?
And everybody just agreed on it. Because like, Sweden is a really small country.
If it happened,
it did try to happen in the US, but people were like, gross, new words.
I don't get it. This is so confusing for me personally. Like, okay. But you know every detail of the plot of Game of Thrones, but you can't wrap your fucking mind around a new word. Okay.
Exactly. Like, and they don't even know the plot of Game of Thrones. So thank you very much.
No, they didn't.
Let's watch the cold open of this episode where Worf comes back from the apparently Bat'leth competition, but I don't really believe him.
Lies.
And neither does anybody else. Let me know if it's too loud or too quiet.
Personal log, Stardate 47391.2. I am returning from the Bat'leth competition on Forcus 3. The conditions were difficult. Several contestants were maimed, but I was triumphant. I won champion standing. I am looking forward to resuming my duties aboard the Enterprise. However, I am anticipating a troubling situation.
What could it be? Sorry, I'm eating.
It looks like we're going to head into the Argus Array. This is the third time this year it stopped relaying data. Starfleet's beginning to think that it's more than a simple malfunction. I want you to start a long-range scan once we get... Lieutenant? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You seem awfully tense for a man who just came back from vacation.
Today is my birthday.
Uh-oh. I like, by the way, for the listeners, his award is also a sword. Sword award.
What's the matter with you?
Because it is my birthday, I assumed that you or one of the others would try to mount an unexpected social gathering.
A surprise party? Mr. Worf, I hate surprise parties. I would never do that to you.
Great acting from
Briggs. I'm sorry, Commander.
Settle in. I'll meet you on the bridge.
Aye, sir.
Awesome, Michael Dorn. And look at their fun, glowing, silly string.
Yeah.
Look at their classic, from nowadays, balloons.
In space, it's only Mylar.
That is as if, like, I showed up at a birthday party with, like, balloons from the 50s. These balloons are old. School.
That would be actually really cool. Everybody would be like, where'd you get those cool retro balloons? Are those bespoke?
Like,
yeah,
it's so weird. It's so weird that it's like a classical surprise party. I also think of like the Little Prince and how some planets have little orbits. And so like a year can happen in like 2 hours or something. So when they ask Worf, what like his age,
yeah.
I'm like,
how old is he? Is he 200?
Is the Klingon planet in the same cycle as us?
If you're a Patreon member, you can download our moon calendar and it has Worf's birthday on it. Or Worf's Earth birthday, anyway. Actually, it might not have Worf's birthday. It might have skipped Worf and had everybody else. But
download it anyway, I'd say.
Download it anyway.
His birthday might be like, what? From Klingon. I don't understand the idea of birthdays in space.
Yeah, I didn't understand why he's weird. Is he like super old or is he shockingly young?
He's like 355 because like the Klingon planet just like rolls real fast.
Yeah.
It rolls.
It just rolls through space too fast.
They're like, this. Have you noticed that like Republicans and Trumpers have started saying like things like this isn't how we roll a lot? They say it a lot.
Oh,
they use certain like early 2000s slang a lot. And it makes me furious. I listened to The Daily the other day and it was like a Trump supporter who's like, Joe Biden's not president. That's not how I roll.
Okay.
And yes. I was just, like, my blood was boiling. And then I went on Twitter and everybody else was like, hey, why are we doing this? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like, why are we talking to this
supporter? Exact episode. Whenever they say something like that, and this is maybe I'm a psycho, but whenever I hear something like that, I'm like, what new code is that? Like, what new thing does that mean?
Right.
But like, I think also maybe he's just sucks and like just learned that how I roll is a thing that you can say last week.
It's yeah. Nothing grosses me out more than how I roll. It's like, shut up. Okay.
Maybe there was like an algorithm thing where like they all started just seeing that, you know?
Yeah, it started getting served to them somewhere.
You gotta hit like in a few awful things, you know, just to keep the algorithm feeding you a couple of what's going on that other side.
Yeah, you gotta stay informed about what is happening
about their
you
memes.
You can probably hear the high chair. There's probably a lot of background noise right now.
Just so that you catch a little bit of their memes and like their general problematic culture.
It's always genuinely, I'm like, you're wildly unfunny. Like, you're just not having as much fun as you could be in the human experience.
It's wild. It's another
so
level.
I have a question. Where is Trump? What is going on with that?
It's in Florida.
It was gonna be a Star Trek question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
in Florida.
Yeah.
No wonder he approved the Venezuelan thing.
He's in Florida with the person that's the subject of our gossip.
Usually.
Also wouldn't be surprised. There is a, he went back to Mar-a-Lago. Even though the neighbors in Florida were like petitioning to not have him move back.
Please stay away. Please. We do not like you at all. Please.
Yeah, it's hard to live after this moment.
Yeah.
After his four-year moment.
For decorum's sake, they had to say that.
Yeah.
Even if they...
But secretly,
they actually like him.
Can we meet the Secret Service?
Basically, what happens on this epi is that Worf starts to notice different, like, anomalies in the way that he's remembering things. And then suddenly, like, giant things start happening where he's, like, hanging out in his room and Deanna stops by and she's like, what's up? And she starts, like, massaging his shoulders and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's so, like, way later.
No, it's only 16 minutes in.
Oh. Wow.
So we could watch that right now.
You find out why later. It like unfolds.
Yeah.
But it's pretty early. Ooh.
My instinct tell me it is more than that. I remember those imaging logs.
My instinct
tell me. Every detail, every word.
Worf, let's assume for a second you're right. That things did happen as you remember them. Are you saying that everyone's memory on this ship has been altered but yours?
Enter.
Counselor. Worf, I wanted you to know
What's
that
going
we
on with
re-examine
those two?
The imaging logs. They don't show a Cardassian ship or any evidence that the array was reprogrammed. From what we can tell, the array suffered a simple mechanical failure.
That is not right. I was certain that...
What's wrong?
He's pregnant.
Oh, no. Love this detail. He's like, oh, this painting's ugly. I didn't notice.
Counselor, the painting that Commander Data
gave robot should be able to do better.
It has moved.
Worf, I hung that painting there. At your birthday party, remember?
No. The painting has changed. Don't you see it? Your hair. and your clothing, they have changed as well.
Worf, maybe you should come with
Thank
me.
Thank you
to
for
sick
noticing.
Day.
Now, Mr. Worf.
Yeah, right? She's like, I thought you wouldn't notice.
I changed completely.
And then all of a sudden he's on the deck of the ship and he's being asked to do things.
What a nightmare. Like,
hello, above and beyond.
That is literally my worst nightmare. I once woke up. I mean, I once had a dream that I was suddenly, you know, having to be a hospital clown. Like suddenly I just showed up in the hospital as a clown and I was like, what?
Watching Joker starring Joaquin Phoenix.
No, because she used to be a hospital clown.
I used to clown
Wait,
in hospital. Yeah.
I knew you cut. Oh, whoa.
In Venezuela, hospitals are a different thing. They're mostly clowns.
They're mostly just people on the floor.
It's where, okay.
It's whatever happened with COVID with hospitals here is what it's just the regular.
Like you take a Venezuelan doctor into an American hospital and they're like, huh, beds.
Easy.
That's a pretty good idea. I used to have that dream, but I was Brian Leach, who was a player for the Rangers in like the 90s, and they were always like, get in there, Brian, and I'd be like, I don't even really skate. And then the whole dream was me just like being bad at hockey. But your dream is actually something you do know how to do.
Yeah.
You're just like, I didn't expect to be here.
That's what Worf had to do. Yeah. He was just like, they were all like, do it, Worf. Like, and he was like, sing a song.
Sing a song?
Yeah, what do you want? What's the context? Like,
which
how sick
one?
Are they?
He's like, please be Finally Attack.
Did you also, ever perform for someone who is like too sick?
Wait. Oh, yeah. The burned victims. The burned victims are. It's tough stuff. And I also perform for ER patients, like when the hospitals are maxed out, the people literally are on the floors. So there's a lot of like bad. Yeah.
When you said I assumed it was just like kids, not just like throughout the hospital.
Well, yeah, it's kids. It's burnt kids. I'm sorry, guys. This is the truth.
It's just goddamn burnt kids. Can a baby.
It's usually like parents who have too many kids and or like work too many jobs. And so the oldest child has to take care of their siblings, but they're not old enough to take care of shit. So accidents happen a lot, like boiling water or like they try to cook or, you know, just shit that shouldn't be happening.
And it's like,
holy shit.
It's I know. It's the slums.
Oh, man, I grew up too fast.
Anyway, is the pasta done? I'm just going to try.
It's sad.
And check with your bare hand, little brother.
Watching this episode multiple times when they're like, Worf, I don't know. It's like, it's been 7 seasons, and I just wonder... they can't ever address it on Star Trek, but at some point, is it like anytime anyone says something weird, how is your default not just to be like, something is wrong?
Right.
This isn't just like, something's wrong. Something's going on.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Exactly that.
My only in-universe explanation for that is that like we're seeing episode after episode of crazy thing happen, but like in between, there are so many normal days.
Yeah.
Of just like clocking in, clocking out, you know, like,
yeah,
it's just like, like they say in improv scenes or in Curtis Gwynn's 201 where we met.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why are we watching this thing happen right now? It's not like, you know, nothing happens, which remember how hard it was in improv to like make an important thing happen?
Yes, it's the hardest.
You'd just be like, cool.
Yeah.
See ya.
It's really hard. And it's, I remember teaching and people doing stuff that was like so fucking off the wall that you'd be like, okay, you know, why did you just have your character like have diarrhea or something? And it's really easy when you're watching it to be like, what is going through your head? But it's like, oh, you're just standing on a stage. Like, it does take that weird level of like ego or something to be like, you can just watch me. So I'm like, I get the impulse to be like, I've got to do something crazy. you all paid $3 for this.
Remember Nate Lang?
Or whatever. Yes, I do.
Nate Lang was our teacher for super long, which was like some of my best comedy education. And I remember watching
I'm sad I never got him as a teacher.
He was a coach for us. We paid him separately, which was amazing.
That's really good.
But he did a scene with Fran, and I remember like him walking into the scene, and they were like in a high school, and he went up to the locker, and like she was at a locker, and she was like, "Hey, what's up, Billy?" And he was like, "What's up?" And she was like, getting to it, you know, but it took her a little too long to get to the point. And so he just walked out. It was one of the greatest scenes I've ever seen.
It's so good. It's so good.
Like, okay. Oh, improv.
Yeah.
I miss improv.
But it's so useless.
Too. Me too.
Oh, it is.
It's so, it took me so long to realize, like, oh, I can't prove to anyone that I did this.
Wow. Like, I know.
That is such a good way of saying it.
This is
it's
nothing.
It's like Worf. I can't prove to anyone that, right?
It's just my memories.
I won the Batleth thing. And they're like,
foam.
No, you didn't. It's just foam. And it's gone.
Yeah, it's froth. It's froth.
Yeah.
That's what
it is. And it's so good. But
it's so good. It's
if I
rush.
Had to make one episode edit here, it would be that Worf didn't win the Batleth competition and that he got ninth place and they switched it, because it does seem like this whole episode is kind of hinging on him coming back and being like, no, I won. Like,
yes.
Everything changes so that he didn't win the Batleth competition and then there wasn't a Batleth competition and all he wants is to get back to the reality in which he's the best.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
And not. So I don't know if we can go out of order.
We can totally go out of order.
Okay, great. The other thing I was watching this, because like Star Trek has so many ethical questions in me, and it kind of gets answered at the end. But when he lands in the reality where he is dating Troy, I was like, is it unethical if he was like, let me hang here for a little while? Like, let me, you know, like it is him.
Yeah.
Like if he had sex with Troy. And she thinks it's like still him, but from a different reality.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just not in his character to do that, which is unfortunate because Riker would totally do it.
Riker would be like, well, it's still me. And I'm like, who's, I don't know. Cause it's not even a clone. Like,
Riker wouldn't even need the explanation that we're married. He would just be like, oh, we're married after the fact.
Riker would be like, I don't believe we're married, but I would definitely come and give you something every now and then. In your bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. Riker's always like, we're just good friends before he slips it in.
He's like, okay.
Friendship is different in space.
What it's a weird fantasy for you to have. We're just friends. Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of friends are we? Just the tip kind of friends or what?
Sure.
Where's that? How's that the starting line? Or were we full anal?
Which? So, it's one or the other.
It's one or the other for me.
And you can choose. So, and that's the kind of guy I am.
I'm about consent.
Full anal. Oh, no.
You think anal is as messy in this situation in space? Mm. Or there's like some kind of hypospray?
They've got it figured out.
If it's anal, if it's messy on purpose, then it's great. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they want more mess, probably on Klingon. So this next scene is when let me find a way to share the video. This next scene is when they figure out what's going on, that there's they're in the multiverse and then Worf is somehow switching between a bunch of multiverses. And Deanna has to be like, oh, so like we're not together in that multiverse. So she's getting rejected by Worf.
Children.
You didn't know?
When the last shift occurred in sickbay, we did not have any children.
We have a little girl, Shannara. She's 2 years old.
Okay, Shannara from a culture.
A three-year-old boy, Eric Christopher.
Another culture.
Pause.
Eric Christopher.
What? Christopher?
What a name.
I literally said what out loud when I saw that. I was like, Shannara and Eric Christopher.
Can we talk about how Eric Christopher is definitely going to be an NPR radio host someday.
Yeah.
Because his last name is
it's
like
a hyphen.
Eric Christopher Karblark. Or whatever. Eric fucking Klingon last name.
Yeah, I'm named after the Star Trek episode.
Also, Eric Christopher is not even a name from Betazoid. You know, it's straight up no. Earth-centric.
What the fuck? I know.
Earth-centric
I don't
get culture. It's not even like one from Worf's culture and one from Betazoid.
Not okay.
That's, yeah, that would make sense. It's like, well, if it's a girl, like, you get it. And if it's a boy, I don't know, something like that. But this follows no rules.
I've always liked the name Eric Christopher. Oh, the hyphenated two first names? Where one is way too many syllables? Okay.
Like, Troy's little dead sister, her name is, like, Kirsta? What is her name?
Yeah. I don't know. Kara.
Kirsta.
Something like
Kirsta.
That. So Shannara has to be Betazoid. So Eric Christopher is Worf's pick.
Yeah. He was like, I went to high school with a guy named Eric Christopher. And I always thought it... Yeah.
In Russia.
He was nice.
In Russia with my parents.
At least it would be like...
Eric Christopher.
Like Vladimir or Nadia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vlad.
Like his parents. He's like Eric Christopher, based on the famous...
Novelist.
Nothing.
Something. I just like both names, and I couldn't pick. So I...
It's awful.
Made them one. No, you didn't. This is two separate names.
Hyphenated. It makes me physically angry that
Eric.
I was just saying, I didn't watch with subtitles, so when they said it, I didn't hear. I heard, like, in my mind, made it Klingon. So watching it now, I'm like, what? Shannara and Eric Christopher? Hi. And no Alexander. Alexander doesn't exist in this reality. Alexander. Yeah. It makes more sense.
What about Alexander?
Alexander?
He's like, well, at least I got rid of him.
He was my son in another reality.
Ugh.
He's like, I kind of want to stay now.
I'll stay
here. He's like, all right, his birthday gift was shitty.
Now she's just hugging him. She got really rejected.
He hates his kids so much.
I've used a differential pulse to analyze over 10 million quantum states within the fissure.
He's really becoming.
I still haven't found one with your signature. This may take some time, sir.
Captain, a Bajoran ship is approaching.
Red alert.
The Bajorans?
Ever since the Bajorans overpowered the Cardassian Empire, they've become more and more aggressive.
Yesterday, they destroyed one of our subspace telescopes because they thought we were using it to spy against them.
The charge. Assholes.
Yeah, they suck. I really like the alternate. Like, it's not that it's cheap, but it's like, it almost feels like
it's like a COVID shield.
I was gonna say fan fiction, but it's a lot like, yeah.
It's like if you walk into a CVS nowadays.
Yeah.
Everything's like, plexiglass.
Wow, this is different. Alexander sucks, and I think Worf deserves a reality where he's married to Troy and doesn't have Alexander.
What I don't understand is what's happening to the other. They never really explain what happens to the other Worf in all the universes he's going into. Does that just mean there's no Worf in any of those universes?
There has to be one where they're like, is there one where they're like, where's Worf?
Yeah.
Why? There's one where he's just like, it's always empty. Like, he's moving to a different slot or something. Like, they're all being bumped back one. I don't know.
Like, Worf in that universe walks out of the room, but then that Worf walks back in. And
yeah.
And they're like, Worf, did you want something else? And he's like, I just got here.
What are you talking about? This is one where, like, you just can't think too hard about it. Which usually is bad, but in this episode, I was fine. I was like, yeah, I buy it.
I wish there was one where Worf was like.
Yeah, it works in this one.
Worf was like Hannah Montana, like where he was the Hannah Montana to his Miley Cyrus. And like in one episode, they're like, Worf's here. Yeah. And he like,
it's when he takes his hair down. Like when Troy takes his hair down.
I remember
first
time I saw this one, I was like so upset that Worf and Troy were going to be a thing. Because juicy for that Riker and Troy get back together. Just because that's the tension that's been built. And also because I just didn't imagine Troy doing all the Klingon rituals to have sex. That was upsetting to me. Just being like, Troy is not the person who would battle.
Yeah, I would think it would be Beverly.
Beverly could, for sure. Vash would be someone who would be down.
For sure.
And then definitely Dax is the person who would date Worf.
Yeah.
And how did he get the hottest bitches?
He's very sweet in a way.
It's that ribbed for her pleasure Klingon dick.
Ooh. Yeah, that's true.
Is that cranky?
We
ass?
Have to assume.
He uses that forehead the right way.
Yeah.
Don't knock until you tried it. I also love that Alexander made him a forehead mold. Ooh.
That's very odd. What a gift.
Jackie, you have a lifetime of shitty gifts ahead of you.
I know. I know. I hope.
But you're going to love them. Know,
yeah, I'm sure I'll think they're like the greatest thing. He does anything.
Just
and
give
I'm
me
like,
a good gift.
Get here. When okay. can I? When should a baby give a gift?
It was originally planned that Tasha Yar would be featured in the alternate timelines, but it was decided that this would make the episode too similar to yesterday's Enterprise. So Wesley was
Tasha
included.
Yar wasn't available. That sounds just like looks more too much what like that the real one. Reason was.
So they added Wesley.
That's exciting. Like seeing Yar again, I would kind of it's so far away that it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, okay, that's weird. Why are you here? I kind of forgot that you existed. But seeing Wesley is like, that one's for the fans.
Oh, I forgot that. Okay. So and then we get to the end where there's like a bunch of Enterprises and one of them is Riker and he's like,
he's all fucked up. Like, yeah.
And it's really funny
we're not going back.
Because that they don't really do anything about it. They're just like, well, okay.
You gotta go.
All right, so let me just share that. I'm in the driver's seat, the pressure's on. All right.
This is amazing. This part here.
So good.
We won't go back. You don't know what it's like in our universe. The Federation's gone, the Borg is everywhere. But one of the last ships left, please. You've got to help us.
I'm sorry, there's no choice. If this works, everything will return to-
No, we won't go back!
Sir, they're firing on the shuttlecraft.
Open fire, try to disable.
Direct hit. Their shields have collapsed. Their engine core's overloading.
What happened?
It looks like the ship had already taken heavy damage. Their warp containment field must have been weak.
Probably from fighting with the Borg.
Captain, warp is entering the fissure.
Charging primary system.
That's it. They never go
it's
back
insane.
To it.
They never address it. This is also true of Star Trek, but this in particular is like, that would fuck you up forever. If you were like, I killed a version of myself.
Yeah.
What else? You can't think about anything else forever.
I love that they're just
so
like,
cool.
Well,
yeah, it was just like, I think I would have seen her and be like, girl, it's too fucked up. Like, I'll see you later, hopefully.
Yeah.
Bye.
Can't they? And also
just
don't think about it too
ship.
Hard because like there is a way to
you
help
can't.
Them, but whatever.
You also, like, when they explain the him slipping into other realities, it's, like, just clear enough, but just techno babble enough that I'm like, okay. And then they introduce the thing of, like, and it's specifically Geordi's glasses. And I was like, you didn't need that at all. Because that's the part where I'm like, wait a minute. So every time Geordi, like,
yeah,
it's interesting as a little piece of math where you can go back and be like, oh yeah, every time Geordi they like did the work and lay the foundation. I just didn't.
You're the head writer, like, and you decide to go home early one day and you're like, all right, everything's fine. And then you come back and you're like, why'd you make it the visor?
Why?
I thought I could go to Palm Springs for the weekend once.
Why did you guys? just shoot it.
Ugh. All right, we don't have time to do it.
Just whatever.
The writers have been placing hints of possible relationship since season 5.
Yeah.
But most people Somebody didn't pick up on the relationship. I was picking up on it because I already knew about it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that sly.
Somebody in this writer's room was horny for that relationship to happen. and they finally got their weird, gross wish.
Yeah.
But I always thought that, like, when I'd heard about this, I thought that they stayed together through the rest of the season. I thought there was something, like, they landed on that. So I've been waiting for that to happen for a while, and I didn't realize it was just this episode I had already seen. And I've been, like, kind of waiting to watch the end. So there's some episodes in season 11 I haven't seen.
Look at this. They said that the last line of the episode, champagne, wasn't scripted. And Jerry Taylor asked the director to just have a more definitive ending. But, okay,
that's
champagne, I guess.
Interesting.
Okay, we'll go to there. It's also, we'll see that scene because I don't know what they're talking about.
At the end, and it's a very last line.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's like more clear that that Worf is like turned on by the alternate.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to...
But both away.
So you do not live here.
What's that supposed
to
mean?
I love that so much. That's one of my favorite parts of the show. When he's like, she's like, so I just took care of your plants and stuff. So you don't live here. So mean.
In your room?
That would be my ex-boyfriend. That's how my ex-boyfriend treated me. And I did live there.
It is. It's an asshole thing to say.
He was like, so you don't live here? And I'd be like, yes, I do. What does this mean?
Yes, I do.
It is a long story.
Better get to telling.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Worf. Will wanted to give you a surprise party, but I knew you'd hate it, so I talked him out of it.
Thank you.
I know Klingons like to be alone on their birthdays. You probably want to meditate or hit yourself with a pain stick or something.
Hilarious. Also, in the subtitle, it spells pain stick. STIK.
You do not have to leave.
Like it's a real thing.
Oh?
I have not had dinner. Would you care to join me?
Whoa.
I'd love to.
He's like, let's see if Worf can close this deal.
Yeah. And he can? Here you go.
Do we maybe want to get the Bat'leth off the table, or
no?
Covered in blood.
Gotta stay there.
No, this is how I cut the meat.
Oh, so it's that kind of dinner. Champagne.
So we do leave us guessing a little bit. I need to see if pain stick is really a thing, because I realize fans are going to be mad if I got that wrong. Pain stick. Oh, it is. The pain stick, or pain stick, was a Klingon electric baton used to inflict pain for both ritualistic and disciplinary purposes.
It's so funny to be like, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a stick that brings you pain, but we can't, it has to be a little different.
Yeah, and like, is just pain do stick STIK. Like, is it copyrighted by Mike Liddell or something?
Yeah. You can actually buy black market pain sticks. And it's just a taser, but they call it a
pain
stick.
I got mine at Sephora. This has been the episode Parallels with Jackie Jennings, which I'm just doing a formal outro because I have a heart out. But I want to want to see Jackie. So
I can't believe we didn't have Jackie until now.
I know. This is really fucked up.
I know.
I'm glad.
Are you at work again or no?
Yeah, like sort of, kind of. Yeah. I mean, you know, as much as anything is going on, I'm working.
And Sal's obviously at work because, Seth, says his name on the show a lot.
Yeah.
Really?
You know?
Yes. If you, yeah. I listen to the podcast of The Closer Look, and he always is like, Sal Gentile wrote that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like obsessed.
Yeah, he's working from home. We're both like working and living, working. Wait, were you asking because to make it part of the outro?
I don't know.
Or were you just like asking as friends?
I'm asking as a friend just to catch up because it's been 10 years.
And I know.
I'm wondering, we're always like, you want to plug something?
Yeah, but I also want to know. I also feel like we need to do the web series we never did.
Yeah. Okay. So let's plug that. So okay. Alice and I are going to, and I would say specifically not Veronica.
Okay.
What's it called? Screaming, not streaming.
It's okay.
If you're streaming, I'm screaming.
If you're streaming, I'm screaming. It is about Veronica's life, but we've asked her to please not be in it.
You know what? I kind of approve. I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's just pictures of her everywhere, and we're just like, oh, Veronica. Anyway,
it's like I'm present and you give me free publicity, but I have to do zero. So it's kind of excellent.
I wish you success.
I wish you success. If I could
also plug the Life's Great, which is the web series that Veronica and I made with our friend Susan, also 10 years ago at this point. I think it's on YouTube, but that's what good. I would like people to go watch.
It's like seven years ago.
7 years. There you go. 7 years.
There you go. It was excellent to do. It was so fun. I remember we were shooting in the snow and Beyonce dropped Beyonce. And we were all Beyonce just dropped Beyonce.
Yeah. We stopped walking.
Yeah.
I remember we were like, what is going on? And you were just like three blocks back in the snow watching on your phone. I was like, what has happened?
Beyonce dropped an album with a full fucking video. And this is like the precursor to Lemonade.
Yes. Yeah, it was really cool.
So, yeah, I remember that day so vividly.
I do too now that you
said it.
It was so good.
I'm actually looking on my YouTube right now because I did think I had some videos from the gallery, but then I remembered we have our own the gallery.
That's right. Video. And it was called the gallery because we met in that gallery that Scott maybe like worked for. And I remember the guy, like one of the sculptures was this tiger made out of really dangerous materials. So I remember I like really sliced my leg on it. And I think I said something to the guy. I was like, hey, like, you could really hurt yourself on this, like, tiger sculpture. And he was like, don't go near it. Okay. That's actually fair. Like, it is art. But, Oh, wow.
And if you Google Alice Wetterlin in the gallery, you do not find any of these videos. So I guess that's kind of good. It's a secret thing. It's a secret project that we will relaunch at some point.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been another episode of your favorite show, Treks in the City. Ooh, let me do a sound effect for that. Hold on. I just have to click 8 million things and then do that. It's great how seamless all of this works. Really love this.
Treks in the City with Veronica Osorio and Jackie Jennings.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode.
We have sort of a problem here.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
It's Monday, and that means that the beginning of your week starts now. But I want you to know that this week is going to be fine, okay? Everything's great. Joe Biden's elected, and all the problems have gone away. And the memes of Bernie Sanders single-handedly got us healthcare, so we're good.
It's true.
Such a cunty thing to say.
Get as sick as you want.
Jackie, I'm sorry it took us so long to have you on, but we love you.
Guys, I loved this experience. It was so nice catching up with you. And if you restart the show, if you restart from the beginning of the series, let me know.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. We will let you know, especially there's a universe out there in which we had you as a co-host every week.
Whoa. That's it.
That's how it is. Let's do that. Let's do that alternate universe.
Yes.
Treks an alternate universe. I like it. And I'm the only one who decides things. So
It's true. And I prefer it.
I like it too.
Thanks again for tuning in, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Follow Jackie on social media. I forgot to say that.
Thank you so much. Please do.
It's Jackie. It's Oh Hi Jackie on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
OHHIJACKIE.
Yep.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.